Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year. This is the third year. We are discussing the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim that we have in the first parasha of Kriya Shema, and the nature of that Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim and how it relates to Talmud Torah. We saw Neflaz Baruch Hashem, and now we get to the second parasha of Kriya Shema, which Chazal describe or characterize as being Kabbalah's own mitzvahs. So, what does this chiluk mean? The whole meaning of Kabbalah is that a person's mishabe himself to someone else, to a certain ischaivus. And it's clear that the Kabbalah's Omach Shemayim includes that a person's mishabe himself to mitzvahs. So, what's added in the Kabbalah's own mitzvahs? They didn't have in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. In the whole parish of the Bria of Sheshes Semei HaBereishis, Hashem always creates. He doesn't say, I'm going to create and then create. Except when it comes to man. When it comes to man, first he says, Na'asa Adam. First he makes the decision and then he creates. Why is that? So the process of the coming into being of man fits the being of man itself. Because the special Havaya of man is unique, the special existence of man is unique, that he has a shilton of das. His actions follow his das, as the Gemara would term it, gufa basa reisha goril, the body follows the head. And because of this, in the Mahalach of Ishavis also, in the creation of man, we have this chok of Gerera Achar Hadas. And therefore comes this parsha of Yitzira in two shlavim. The first shlav of Achlotas Hadas, the first shlav is Achlotas Hadas al Hisavusa. In other words, first the Das decides to create man, Nasa Adam. And then it's done, because that's the way man is. First his das, and then his actions follow. So that's the same thing. That's how he was created. That's his essence. And we see that that's the way people are. It's an amazing insight into human nature. People feel great when they make a plan and they carry it out. It could be anything. It could be, I'm gonna work out today. I'm gonna, you know, complete this project, run this errand. When you make a plan and then you do it, it feels great. Because that's the nature of man. It could be something great spiritually, you know, it could be today, Yechaves, I'm gonna fast Bahab today, the Bays of Bahab, and I'm gonna shave with him, and I'm also gonna learn 6 pages of Gemara, and I'm also gonna do 500 sit-ups and 500 push-ups, and I'm also gonna give write a check to Tzedakah for $100,000. That's a, you know, full day, right? So it could be that. And it could be that I'm going to do all the dishes. The milchik sink is filled with dishes. And the fleishik sink is I'm going to do them dishes. So you feel good when you did that also. Havdil, right? But it's a feeling, a good feeling that a person has when he carries out his plan. Since man was created in such a way of first the plan and then the carrying out of the plan, Memela, you taste the uniqueness of the human being in carrying out plans. You taste the uniqueness of a human being in carrying out plans. You make a plan and then you carry it out. You know, they have these learning programs that are very successful, Baruch Hashem, because it's a plan. It could be daf yomi. It's not so complicated. You do a daf every day. But there are other learning programs that, you know, they have a certain Seder. You do this amount and that amount and Chazara this and Chazara that. But I've noticed that the average person doesn't just like to learn stuff. I learn. Just every day we have a Chavrusa, we learn. Whatever we accomplish, we kind of, there are people like that also. That's wonderful. But I think what gives people the most satisfaction is having a plan and then keeping to it, you know, to do a certain amount each time. And it could even be Chazara, but the idea is the plan, and that's in in Ruchnius, and it's also in Gashmius. Because a person tastes the yichud of man, the uniqueness of man, in that planning and then carrying out. In the Klolius of Kiyom of Tarig Mitzvah, says in the Torah, Vasisam Maisam, Chazal Darshan, Vasisam Atem, Ma'ali Anechon, Kilo Asisam Es Atzmechem. In other words, it says that when you keep the mitzvahs, it could be read Vasisam Atem, right? Aleph Taf Mem, Osam, but also Atem. When you keep the mitzvahs, you made yourself anew. And there's a parallel we know between the Tayag mitzvahs and the Klalius Koymas Ha'adam, right? We know it's 365 Ivarim, Ramach Ivarim, Mishal Sagidim, 365 sinews, 248 limbs. So you make yourself when you keep those Tayag mitzvahs. That's the Binyan Suras Ha'adam, 365. And 248. There's a medrash in Vayikra Rabba that in Lamed Hei Zayin that says that if you keep the Torah, Harini Ma'ale Lechem Kilo Asisem Atzmechem Ve'asisem Atem, because the Tayag Mitzvahs are at seal of V'koy Masa Adam. So Memela, when you keep the mitzvahs, which are Tayag, that's the 613. And that parallels the mitzvah and lotzah say. That parallels the ramach evar mishos segidim in the body. So that's the yitziras ha'odam. So since the kiyum of the klali is tayag is yitziras ha'odam, we learn that the way man is created is via carrying out a plan. Memeli masias atzmechem shel taryag, gam masias atzmechem shel taryag. It can't be without the hachlata of masias atzmechem. Kederach shekodem amaymer nase adam, leitzirasu shel adam arishan. Vikani ganu lamakoim asher bo shochenet hi kabbalat ol mitzvot. So there has to be a hachlata. There has to be a decision to make yourself, to create yourself. Just like there was a decision of Nasa Adam of making man. So here we come to this Nekuda where we have Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs. Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs is the memra of Nasa Adam. V'asiyas Atzmechem Shel Taryag. Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs, that's the Hachlata. The Hachlata is that you're going to make yourself. How do you make yourself? By being mekayim the mitzvahs. Take a achlata to be mekayim the mitzvahs, and then you're mekayim the mitzvahs. There has to be achlata. That achlata, that decision, that is the Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs. You want to know the nature of Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs? That's what Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs is about. In other words, the kiyum of Klalius HaTayag, Tzrichai Lavo Le'olam Derech Hoitzah Lepoyal, של החלטה מוקדמת, מכיוון שגילתה תורה כי קיום התרייג הוא עשיאס אודם, הרי מסחייב מזה שקיום התרייג צריך להתאים את בעליו טעם מייחוד אדם, הגנוז במהלך ונסקאי ממחשבתי. Since the Torah was megalat, the kiyum of tarjag is making the man, so this necessitates that the fulfillment of the tarjag has to give a person a taste of the uniqueness of man, which is found in this mahalach of niskayma machshavtei. That is, you're keeping these taryak because you want to make yourself, but the only way to make yourself is by making the plan first, because that's how man was made. Man was made, it was a pre-planned, it was premeditated. So too, when you keep the mitzvahs, when you keep the taryak, it has to be premeditated, and then you can taste the uniqueness of man. Animals don't, they're not premeditated, they're not meditated at all. You ever see an animal meditating? So it emerges that Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs is not merely Hishtabdus or Ischaivus or Kaloshim Rabbeinu, ki ain soif in yona shall Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs Hishtabdus or Ischaivus, rather soif in yonah dafka hoidoas hachlotash in his Kabbalah, it's not just you mishabed yourself, it's not just you obligate yourself, it's that you make a decision, you have a resolve in your heart that you're going to do this. But you shouldn't say that it's a It's like a vitor, like you're forgoing what's mishalo, what's really yours, and you're doing God a favor. In order that you don't think that, first is Kabbalah Sol Machus Shemayim. What is Kabbalah Sol Machus Shemayim? Kabbalah Sol Machus Shemayim is mechayiv and mishabit a person to keep mechayiv the mitzvah and to be mekabel the mitzvahs. So in other words, it's preceded by Kabbalah Sol Machus Shemayim, and there's no questions now asked because the things you have to do. You're mekabel Machus Shemayim, and mainly have to mekabel all mitzvahs. But you can't say Kabbalah Tzemach HaShemayim is enough because the true parts of Adam, the true form of man, the Tzuras Adam, is only revealed in the Taryag Mitzvahs. So first it's like you're Meman of the king and then you find out what he wants. You have to have both, and then you fulfill his will. So of course Kabbalah Tzemach HaShemayim is Meshabit a person. It subjugates a person to keep the Kaliyas HaMitzvahs. But that's because it's... This Kabbalah Tzemach HaShemayim says, I'm going to do whatever the king wants. But we don't know yet what the king wants, Kiviyachol. So Shema Yisrael is the Maimer of Anoichi. Maimer of Anoichi is the Yisoid of the Tayag Mitzvahs. That's the Evan Pina, that's the cornerstone. Before that's Cholas HaBinyan. The Yin of Kabbalah's Mitzvahs is Mechayiv Dafka's Yidiyasim Shalat Tayag. Because we can't say Nasa Adam before you know what this man is about. So, for Kabbalah Tzemach HaShemayim, you just need Anochi Lo Yelecha. That's the first paragraph. And then the second paragraph is Taryag Mitzvahs. That's what makes man. So Kabbalah Tzemach HaShemayim is the hishtabdus, is subordinating yourself to the ratzon of the king in general. Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs is being meshabed yourself to be mekayim the taryag mitzvahs befrat. And we said, yesh b'chal masayim mane. The kiyum of taryag is included in the kiyum of his ratzon. But that's why we're coming to explain that there's a bechina of Kabbalah's taryag that we don't have in Kabbalah's ratzonai. If there's no Kabbalah's mitzvahs, then we're going to lack the maimer of Nasa Adam. And without Nasa Adam, there's going to be no V'yasisa Ma'atzmechem. So it's not just enough to be Makabal all mitzvahs. All mitzvahs is a general hishtabdus to the ratzon of the borei. But then to create man, for that you need mitzvahs. And mitzvahs, you have to be Makabal. In advance, you're going to do it. Just like there's a hachlata first that was resolved to create man, and then man was created. So now we understand the chiluf hamishkal aloshen between the different formulation between the erste parsha and the zweite parsha. The erste parsha it says vayu advarim ha'el asher anochi mitzavchayom al levavecha. In the second parsha it says v'samtem esterai el al levavchem. First parsha is v'hayu, the second is v'samtem. What's the difference? It's exactly what we've been discussing. This thing, Talmud Torah, first parasha. Talmud Torah in the second parasha. Talmud Torah in the first parasha has the Hubal Ofi Shel Kritut Brit, has the nature of the creation of a covenant before the appearance of the actual covenant. And this creating of the covenant is fulfilled through the first parasha, Anochi. And then we become Bnei Bris. And it's like Kabbalah's Geirus, Kapanim Chadosh's Baolakan, Anaya Mensch. Therefore it says, V'hayu Havoya, we're coming into being. Because Krisus HaBoris is a Chidush Havoya. It's a new creation. Because V'hayu is L'Hachazik, is to hold on to this creation. What was created has to be, Mashenkim B'Talmud Torah Shel Parsha Shnia, the nature of Talmud Torah there, is that it's not coming b'torah as kritzus b'ris, it's coming b'torah as divrei b'ris. In other words, Talmud Torah. This Talmud Torah is a toilado. It's an outcome. It's an outgrowth of Kabbalah's all mitzvahs. And Kabbalah's all mitzvahs is definitely not detached from the Maisa Bafal Mamish. Therefore, it says Visamtim. Samtim is a pu'ula, sima, is action. So in the first parasha, we're creating ourselves. We're creating a bris. The etzem bris, the etzem hisahavus, the relationship, the covenant we're going to have with God. Therefore, it says v'hayu. And that's the Talmud Torah there. The etzem yitziras ha-bris. And in the second parasha, we're talking about the actualization of the bris, mitzvahs. That Talmud Torah is a different type of Talmud Torah. It's a Talmud Torah that comes because we're makabel all mitzvahs. So memela, that Talmud Torah, it says v'samtem. Placing, which is a maisa, because now that we're in the world of mitzvahs, we go into the world of maisa. Because Kabbalah's all mitzvahs is not minutak, is not detached from, or minuteket from, the fulfillment of mitzvahs, and therefore here, this is a lashon of fulfillment of v'samtem. Meirai v'raboisai, we still have more to talk about, but we're going to stop here, and Bezrat Hashem Yisborach, anachnu b'li neder namshich. תודה רבה 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 שהאזנתם.